Thanks for joining me tonight. So tonight when we were doing our walking, I had the distinct impression that we were walking in the footsteps of the Buddha. With all gratitude and humility, taking each step in the footpaths of the Buddha. So anybody have anything they'd like to talk about tonight?
I just want to say it's funny that you say that, because as I was walking, I don't know if it was just the way the sun was, but I swear I could see treads in the carpet where we walked. And I was like, I wonder if I'm just seeing that, or if it's an optical illusion, or if it's really there. So for you to say that you got the distinction that you were following in footsteps, it's literally the impression I got too, that I was following in footprints of others that walked the same path many times.
What are we doing?
Practicing non-attachment.
Oh. Welcome to the club.
Practicing too much attachment.
That too. The interesting thing for me is as I was walking, feeling these, so I was walking in the footprints of Buddha, I was realizing in each of my steps, you know, my humanity, but also Buddha's humanity. It was just an ordinary being, just like us. And he had to struggle through all kinds of things in his life, just like we do in ours. Yet, he transcended the suffering that confounds us, pervades our lives so often. Still, he got old age, suffering and death, just like all of us do. But somehow, I think it may have been different for him. And that means it can be different for us. We can drop it. We can let it go. Now, I guess that's where the compassion comes up, right? Recognizing my own struggles, I recognize them in you too. So that's where it comes in. Well, glad you're back, Fran. It was, feels good. It's like family, you know.
Yes, I was looking forward to coming back. I don't think I've missed 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that Andrea is able to come 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Dan, I just have a question. When are you coming back from your trip?
I'll be back, let's see, on the 2 weeks from today, I'll be back at the Zendo.
Okay, gotcha.
But I'll try and join via Zoom when I'm up there.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time there and everything goes smoothly for you in your travels.
Yep. Fingers crossed, yep.
Yeah. And Fran is going to be going on a retreat here shortly, another week.
I leave a week from Friday.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've flown since COVID started, so it feels weird.
Yeah. Just, you know, remember you're walking in the footsteps of Buddha.
Speaking of energy, it's back to school time in 2 weeks from today. School starts in Sarasota County. You definitely feel the buzz from all
Yes.
parents and kids that are going back to school. It's ramping up, and it's an excited energy, but it's also this anxious, nervous energy for the kids, for the parents, everything. You
know, yeah.
Did we get all our stuff? Did we do this? Did I say, oh gosh, I got to get their haircuts. I mean, just all the things. So
yeah,
but it's exciting at the same time.
And then trying to find some normalcy moving forward with COVID still kind of with us, but not so terrible, you know, but still.
Yeah.
Kids, they've been through a lot too.
Mm-hmm. So have the teachers.
Yeah. Oh my.
There's a big teacher shortage.
Well, again, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Be safe till I see you again. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.